Welcome back to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy, Cairns' most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. And for Kia, the all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed. Had a pretty tough start as a senior coach did Matthew Nix at Adelaide, taking over a club that the list was obviously at a different form than it was previously, Jared, when they were close to a premiership, making that grand final against Richmond. But what a show of faith it is in his ability as coach that they've re-signed him this early and extended his contract. It's a great story.
Indeed it is. He joins us on the line with a healthy new contract. Welcome to you, Nixie, and congratulations. It's a great show of faith, as Scoop said, to get a second contract. Now it's about winning games and playing finals and making yourself a lifetime coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. That's the ultimate challenge, isn't it? It's winning games of footy. That's what we class as success, ultimately. So, like every other team in the comp, we're working hard at the moment. We've had a really strong off-season as a young group, and we're looking forward to trying to take another step in 2022.
I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was something like 9 losses on the trot to start with. You're better off doing that in your first year of coaching rather than your third year of coach, because ultimately, if you do it when your contract's up, it's going to be difficult to sell the future. But you have turned it around really well. And did you ever lose faith in you in yourself in trying to bring this group together?
It was 13 losses.
13, yeah.
It was a little bit worse than 9. But
he remembers, look, Jared. No,
I remember. Yeah, we all remember. I mean, that's probably one of the keys to it all is we remember, we learnt so much from it. You know, it's hard when you're going through it. You know, it feels like it's the end of the world at that particular point in time for people externally. But internally, we were doing some fantastic work behind the scenes. We weren't up to standard on the field, but we were developing a young group. We were setting a culture. As part of that, we were, you know, changing a game plan slightly. By no means were we uphauling it. We were just doing tiny tweaks, but it was a challenging year, and I knew that. So, there wasn't any doubt there. I guess the challenge was really just building the belief in our group that we were heading in the right direction. And it probably took 6 months for us to do that. We finished off that year really well, just on field. Not so much a win-loss, but on field, our performances were at a standard that we were proud of. So that led us into last year, and last year our guys, again, young group, I felt like we performed well without necessarily ticking off enough wins to get us into the finals, which ultimately we're all trying to do.
Matthew, we know that one player doesn't make a team, but good players certainly help. What kind of impact does Jordan Dawson have on the field for you instantly as a team next year, do you think?
Well, yeah, on field is one area, but off field is another. Jordy's gone through an incredible culture. He comes from Sydney, where I have huge respect for Sydney, as I've spent time there myself. So I know how they go about things. I know what he's learnt, right from the beginning in his footy career. And so he brings that to our football club, the experience of that. He brings an incredible football intelligence on field and an awareness. So for our young group, when it is ball in hand, we've already seen that in the first 2 or 3 weeks of training this year. He's just an exciting player to watch when he has the ball in his hand. So, look, he brings a number of things. I won't be able to go through them all with us tonight, but it's exciting for the footy club for us to, put a fair bit of work into attracting him to our club, showing him what the journey we're on, the group that we're working with. We're so pleased that he made the decision to join us.
You beat Melbourne this year in an incredible game. It was, it was a nail-biting game, but ultimately, you showed that, you've got a level that you can't do on a week-to-week basis. But we had an insight into what the team could do if it all comes together, and it must be great to be a coach to have an anchor point saying to the guys, well, this is what we can achieve if we do X, Y, and Z.
Well, exactly. Again, an experience that we had probably more than one last year that we came away from, ultimately got the outcome we were after, which was a win. We had round one beat Geelong. We were ready to go in that game and played probably our best footy. And it took that to beat Geelong, an experienced side. But we took a lot of belief out of that game. And, we took that throughout last season. We took that as it works. We're on the right track. As I said, we probably had two games across the season where we walked off the field and were really disappointed and probably not proud of what we put out there. Now, that can happen with a young group. What we did do, though, was we played some pretty consistent footy. We weren't quite good enough on occasions, and we were unlucky not to get a couple more wins, but we were lucky to get a few wins as well. I mean, even the Melbourne game you talk about, it all came down to quite an interesting decision right near the end where maybe 50% of people say it was deliberate and some wouldn't. We got the luck on that particular night. But we would have walked off from that game and been really proud of the effort that the boys put out. But it was nice to get that belief for them, get the 4 points. And ultimately, like I said before, that's why we're all here.
Matthew, can I ask you about late last year? There were many leaders in your footy club, I thought, that didn't cover themselves in glory with the Taylor Walker situation. You were different to that. You were probably the strongest. Is it a situation you're going to have to monitor? I mean, obviously you've had clear air now, but do you still think there's a chance there'll be people at your footy club a little bit awkward or disappointed early in the season?
Look, to be honest, no. I think it'll be the opposite. I think the fact that it's really tough and it was challenging. It's a really tough space that we went through, but we learned a hell of a lot through that period. We were able to educate ourselves. That's everyone right across the board at the footy club around, what we did, what we went through, what this country's gone through, the history of the country, and we'll continue to learn. And I think that's the key to it. We've done a lot of work out of that as a group, and it's been led and driven by Tex. He's very passionate about now making a difference, and so I think that's the most positive thing to come out of a bad situation. And I think we are in a better position now as a footy club, and we will make a difference. And we've got that opportunity with, the guys have already done a fair bit of work off the field. We'll continue to do that throughout the coming years. But so, to answer your question, no, I don't think we'll be worse off. I think we'll be in a better position.
What's your expectations for next year? And you're prepared to give us a game level that you think is achievable and you should achieve to give yourself a pass, Mark?
It's a really tough one because I can't tell you where the opposition are at. I can't tell you at the moment, how have Melbourne come back, for example. They're the best team in the competition. They're the current premiers. Now, what sort of form will they come back in? We haven't seen the drawers yet. We've got a little bit of a glimpse into how that comes out. There's so many unknowns in what we're going to see over 2022. But what I can say is I'm really confident our group will play a brand of footy that our members and supporters will be proud of. That's what we were able to do throughout last year. And although we didn't get enough wins on the board to challenge, to push ourselves for that finals, I got a theory that you're never that far away. And we've seen that with Melbourne, that we know they're a very, very good side, an extremely strong list. They're a team that won 7 games prior to winning the premiership last year. Well, we've just come off a season similar to that. Now, we're not Melbourne's list. We're a different list, and we will have our challenges this year. We're a younger group, but I love the way our group goes about it, and they can't do any more at the moment. We need a little bit of luck, and then we'll just see where it falls in the end. But I know we'll give effort.
Rory Sloane, fully fit, or still a bit of time?
No, Sloane is fully fit. He's back out there destroying all of them in the hill runs, and I mean, he's coming off a hand operation, but his hands recovered really well. That was important. He got that right, but he's flying at the moment.
Matthew, great to have you on. As Jared said, obviously a lot of faith shown in you to re-sign. Congratulations on that, and good luck for a big 2022.
No, I appreciate your time. Thanks, guys.
Matthew Nix there, the Adelaide Footy Club coach, and continues to be very impressive, I think, Jared, and very well-spoken in his media duties.
Yeah, I think he's had a fantastic start. I mean, now it's all about winning games, as it is for every coach eventually. And
I was with you, by the way. I thought they lost their first 8 or 9. I forgot that it was 13. 13 and the first 13.
Hutto rang up to remind us it was 13.
13! So you got that audio? Oh, no, we don't. We're going to be back on Sports Day. We've got some special audio to play out of the break from...
Scoopy?
That was low from Zoe.
Nasty.
Scoop-de-doo.
We'll address that in the break.